T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that we don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
The Mark Cox Shortlist. Brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning. Call Eggers.com.
We have a manifest that indicates that there was 9 people on board the aircraft.
Tonight is for Kobe.
You have to keep moving. You have to keep going. Put one foot in front of the other, smile, and just keep on rolling.
We need to cut the influence of the defense industry on the Department of Defense.
She ran her office as a Hillary Clinton campaign office.
I have a right to hire and fire ambassadors.
What a great job Layla did this weekend. That young lady is just, you just sometimes you don't expect what comes out of her mouth. She did.
Yeah.
She sounded
cool
like
kid.
A professional
when she
was introducing those players.
Yeah.
And then she was turning to leave and she realized she still had the mic in her hand and she gives it a let's go Blues. That's fantastic.
Yeah, she's a cool kid.
That was fantastic. Hey, welcome back into the Mark Cox Morning Show. We got a lot going on for you this morning. We've been talking, of course, about the Kobe Bryant death yesterday. The fact that we still don't know who all was on the helicopter, NTSB's out there today. I'm hoping we'll get maybe some more information on who the other 3 people were who were on board. And as we get that, we'll bring it to you here this morning. Coming up, we're going to get Rodney Boyd into the show, Mark Carter, the county councilman, to talk about that this no vagrancy law that they're considering with the county council, which would effectively prohibit the police, who police sources tell me are actively arresting people when they're, you know, harassing people for money and stuff like that. They have a vagrancy law where they can stop them from doing that. Without that, are you the next LA or San Francisco? I don't know. We'll talk about all that coming up here in the next hour or so. So be sure and stay tuned for that. Right now, let's get to our guest.
I'm sorry, I forgot we had Hans.
That's
here.
Okay.
Here we go. Here you go, Hans.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Hans von Spakovsky with the Heritage Foundation joining us this morning. And Hans, kind of a slow weekend, huh?
Well, it was just a terrible that tragic story kind of overshadowed the whole impeachment process going on in the House.
Yeah, well, it's been made for television so far, particularly when the, you know, I mean, I don't know how this worked out for Adam Schiff and company, but they got 4 days of primetime broadcasting to try to make their case, and then the president's team got relegated to the weekend. Did you hear any of their arguments, and what was your take on what they how they handled it?
Actually, I think that they did really well. For those people who are silly by the 3 days of arguments by the Democrats, where they just repeatedly said the same thing, showed the same video clips constantly, the president's team clocked in at 1 hour 50 minutes on Saturday, and then they quit. And I actually think that showed the difference between the two sides. The president's team was crisp and professional, and the Democrats were amateurish and boring. I don't know how they thought they were doing something well when they just kept repeating the same thing over and over and over and over again.
The big headline this morning, of course, it's out of the New York Times, and I these days tend to take that with a grain of salt because they love to report things from anonymous sources, deals with John Bolton. A leak supposedly from his blockbuster book, which something tells me the pre-sales of that just jumped through the roof, probably. But he claims to have heard the president say that he needed this investigation and that's why he was holding up the money. The Democrats are demanding he be called as a witness. Does this change the landscape, in your opinion?
I don't really think so. I think a lot of people are going to be suspicious of this because apparently the publisher started taking pre-orders right as that story leaked out. So it does look like he's trying to do this to up book sales. But look, no, the key thing is, look, the president's team has one of the leading constitutional law experts in the country on their defense team, and he's going to argue that even if what everything the Democrats are saying is true, that's still not an impeachable offense. We hold up 4 and 8 all the time. And, you know, they made the argument on Saturday, and this is their chief argument, that it's the Democrats actually who are trying to interfere with an election, the next upcoming election.
Yeah, and that's a great point. I really do hate the fact that the whole thing kind of got lost because it was a weekend and people just didn't probably weren't as likely to tune into it. The media certainly didn't cover it to the extent that they covered the first 4 days of testimony. There's no doubt about that. You know, I asked this question last week to a guest that I had on in terms of how long he expected this trial might last. And somebody said the Clinton impeachment in the Senate lasted five or six weeks, and didn't suspect this one would be any shorter than that. Do you think there's a chance that Republicans will try to end this sooner?
Oh, I didn't hear your guest say that, but I think your guest was totally wrong. I think this will be over by the end of this week.
Wow, end of the week. That's breaking news, Hans. I didn't expect that. I figured this just because of the technicalities that they can use in the Senate, that Chuck Schumer and friends could figure out ways to drag this out.
No, because they adopted the organizing resolution that set out the rules under which the trial would be conducted, they put in strict time limits. And for example, when they get to the point of arguing whether witnesses should be called, they only get 4 hours to do it.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. So it's good to know, and we'll keep that in the back of our mind as things move forward this week. Hans, always great having you on. Thank you for your expertise.
Sure, thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. A senior legal fellow there for the Heritage Foundation, Hans von Spakovsky, at H. von Spakovsky on Twitter, and heritage.org, their website.
And we're literally standing here heartbroken in the house that Kobe Bryant built.
Yeah, that was Alicia Keys last night, in case you missed the Grammys.
Yes, Grammys were on last night. I watched a little bit.
Did you watch some of it?
I did, yeah.
You're the one.
I am. I don't care about the awards, but I wanted to see a few of the performances. So, watched it with the girls for a little bit to see some of the performances.
Yeah, that one, as far as the award shows go, at least there's some entertainment involved.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, it was
elements.
Really less awards for me, and like, I'd like mm-hmm. walk around, but I wanted to watch performances. Blake and Gwen sang together, which I wanted to see, and you know, a few others.
I'm still not sure how I feel about that whole situation.
I love it.
You know, I did not watch the Grammys because I had a room full of paint drying that I wanted to go sit and watch. but I did watch the Country Music Awards a little bit on was it Saturday night? I think it was. Yeah, I think it was Saturday.
I missed him.
I was at an elementary school talent show, so that wins.
That was pretty good. And generally speaking, at the CMA, they pretty much leave politics out of it.
Oh, yeah.
From what I didn't watch the whole thing. I watched bits and pieces of it. Dolly Parton was in Reba McEntire, and they did a good job.
Who hosted this year? Because didn't Carrie Underwood step away from it? Wasn't that the big news before that? That
she did it. I don't know what you were. I mean, I'm not sure if that was actually the CMAs, because I thought those were that already happened. That wasn't like a Saturday thing.
I watched some country music award thing on Saturday night. I'd assumed it was the CMAs. If that wasn't the CMAs, it was something else. Maybe it was a replay, but it was really good. I mean, they did a good job. I don't know who the host was. I didn't watch it from the beginning.
Yeah,
I kinda,
the CMAs were in November.
I kind of tuned in once it got started. And,
maybe it was a play or something? I wonder. I don't know.
Yeah. What did you watch?
I'm flipping through and I see it a while ago.
I turned it on and I didn't really pay much attention to which channel it was on. I just watched it. It was pretty well done.
Was it in black and white? On Turner Classic Movies.
It wasn't that old. Come on.
It wasn't current.
Yes, it was. It was current as of, I'm sure, it was the most recent one, right?
Well, yeah, it just wasn't happening live.
It just didn't happen.
It may have just been in preparation for like the Grammys.
So busted. I generally don't watch those things, but I tuned in because they teased that Dolly Parton was coming up with something, and it was good.
Yeah, Alicia Keys last night was talking to me. I mean, she did a great job with Boys to Men and honoring Kobe and all that. And I thought it was beautiful, especially with Boys to Men. I just think that they're amazing. But then I came tuned back in, and she was just at the piano talking for a really long time. And I was like, okay, like I wish this was recorded so I could move it along. Just get to the performances. Aerosmith sang with Run DMC, Mark.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
They redid their song.
I would have watched that.
It was fun.
That's good.
I'm assuming too that unfortunately this tragic death probably took away from the politics too. It was probably less.
Probably, yeah. There a lot of the performances, you know, they made a reference to Kobe, and during you know one of them they held up like his jersey and stuff. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think it changed the tune of the show quite a bit.
The dynamic a little bit. So, somebody made some political comments. I saw a headline about it, but I didn't really read it.
There were a few really strange performances, and there were a few really nice performances. Camila Cabello, which you may not be familiar with her, I know a couple of her songs, but she sang a song to her dad. I was in tears. Like, yeah. And I don't cry, but that was really sweet. That was a really beautiful performance. And then there was someone who was really bizarre. I don't remember what his name was. And my daughter hates Billie Eilish, who won tons of awards last night. So we watched her performance, which was fine. Her videos are very weird.
I'm with your daughter on this. I don't get it.
I don't get it either. I find her songs really weird.
I know a lot of people.
Depressing.
Even my age that think that she is just the bee's knees.
I can't.
I don't understand.
Not my thing. But we watched the performance anyway, and it was very mellow. So I was glad it wasn't like her videos, which scare me.
Yeah.
So when I watched that for a little while, and then I switched over to I was on Access TV. I know what channel I was on, AXS TV. And Dan Rather, former CBS anchor who refuses to give up, is still doing interviews. And he's now interviewing music stars on Access TV.
Oh, really?
Called the Big Interview or something like that. And it was actually good.
Who was he talking to?
Kenny Rogers.
Oh, cool.
And Tanya Tucker. I'm sorry, I almost mispronounced her name.
And she performed last night as well with one of my favorites, Brandi Carlile. So.
It was apparently Tanya Tucker's first ever concert I was watching. I'm just kidding.
That's what it was.
Something like that. At least you're admitting it now.
I know. No, anyway. So I thought Dan Rather did a really good job with that. And, you know, I know he sat down and asked the questions and somebody else edited it together, but he did a good job with Kenny Rogers. I found out things about Kenny Rogers I never would have known. Guy doesn't, he didn't, he, you know, he was a little bit of a womanizer. He was married 5 times, but he didn't smoke. He didn't drink. He's now 81 years old. This interview was done a couple years ago, but he's got twin baby boys who are like 10 years old. Maybe they're older than that now. They must be 15 or something.
Wow.
Yeah. And he said his biggest regret is that he's not going to be around to see them grow up and get married and all. And I'm like, well, you had him when you were in your late 60s. So that kind of makes sense. His wife's like, I guess, 20 or 30 years younger than him. So. Something like that. He said they did have that debate. He said, we got married and we were in love with each other. And she desperately wanted to have kids, and I didn't want her to regret marrying me and foregoing that. So we made the decision that we were going to do it. And, you know, they keep me young, he said, but I'm just sad that I'm not going to be around to see him grow up.
Wow.
So it was a good interview. Dan did a good job. The Tanya Tucker interview was good. So
do we have reason to think Dan Rather wouldn't do a good interview?
No, I just kind of forgotten about him. I mean, he left over that whole dust up as to whether or not he was being honest as a journalist, and now he's moved on to music journalism, clearly. So maybe there's a little more play in that one. Hey, Madonna, good morning. What's on your mind?
Good morning, sir. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I have two topics, and they're going to be short and sweet. The Republican Party, the counsel for the President of the United States, did a wonderful job. I learned that they didn't even have a resolution. This has been going on. You're supposed to have a resolution before you do an impeachment and a bilateral vote. They went down into the bunkers of the White House, and Nancy Pelosi just said, well, we'll impeach him. Now, that's one topic, and I wish you'd get into that resolution part of it, please, for the legality of this. But the second one is, did you know, I found out last year from certain officials in St. Louis County that this Lisa Clancy situation, these homeless people, I feel sorry for them, and we helped one out years ago, but we let him stay in our business, and he started charging us rent. He charged us rent to stay there.
Wow.
We couldn't get rid of him, but we had to have the police come in because he was harassing our customers and such as that. But the thing of it is, with Lisa Clancy, she wants to make it where the homeless people can set up a tent on your front lawn and stay there. You cannot call the police to get rid of them. They have the right to sit and set up a tent on your front lawn.
Rent-free. Madonna, I'm going to run out of time here, but I will tell you it's 7:35. I've got Mark Harder on this morning, the county councilman. We're going to talk about her proposal and what it would do, and hopefully people show up Tuesday at the meeting and voice their opinions about it. All right? Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
You bet. I appreciate that.
First of all, let me be clear. Disagreeing with the president's decision on foreign policy matters, or whose advice he's going to take, is in no way an impeachable offense.
Jay Sekulow, and part of his closing arguments there this weekend, in case you missed that, on behalf of the president, we'll get to more on that coming up. But the bigger issue right now in terms of affecting the market is not impeachment. It may be this coronavirus that's going on. Jennifer Kashinka joining us this morning with an update on that. And boy, this kind of put a damper on the markets toward the end of the week, didn't it, Jen?
Well, actually, it's Rasa. Good morning, my good man.
Hey, Rasa.
Hey, Rasa.
Hi.
How are
you? I sounded like Jen when you said good morning.
Well, you know, that happens all the time. My God. but you're right. The big story in all of the effects on the market right now, I mean, whether it's oil prices, whether it's stock futures, it's this coronavirus. I mean, you've got 80 people confirmed dead in China and close to 3,000 infections globally, and everybody's trying to jump on something to try and, you know, control the thing and hoping it's not a runaway train. So China is extending its week-long public holiday by an extra 3 days as a precaution against that virus spreading further. And Chicago-based pharmaceutical company AbbVie says China's health authorities have requested its HIV drug to test it as a treatment for symptoms of the virus. So, you know, they're trying anything at this point. Containment, a big issue. American-owned cruise lines and resorts suspending operations in China until the coronavirus outbreak is contained, including Royal Caribbean. It canceled today's sail on the Spectrum of the Seas from Shanghai to Japan. McDonald's, Starbucks have closed a lot of locations, and some retail chains have closed stores. H&M is one of them. Meanwhile, the maker of Reynolds Wrap and Hefty Bags is going public. Reynolds Consumer Products of Lake Forest, Illinois, has filed for an initial public offering. They've got plans to list the portfolio of some very well-known consumer products on the NASDAQ. The plan to restart the scuttled 2.2-mile loop trolley may be dead. Bi-State Development Agency commissioners failed to endorse taking over the line on Friday, with no vote taken on a motion to advance a plan by President and CEO Talby Roach to have Bi-State manage the streetcar line for 4 years as part of its metro transit system. So Roach says, I got nothing after this. No plans to retool his proposal to try to win the commissioner's approval. Tyson Foods is pouring $27 million into upgrades to its Lancher sandwich assembly plant in Caseyville, Illinois. Business Journal says it's going to add three new lines that will create 100 new jobs. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services has released its list of 192 approved medical marijuana dispensary facilities. Close to 70 will be in the St. Louis area. It's not going to affect the quarterly earnings Boeing reports this week, but the jet maker had some good news for the weekend with the successful test flight of the world's largest twin-engined plane, the 777X. Had two postponements of that test flight, and it went well. And the FAA is suggesting it might move quickly on getting the grounded 737 MAX approved for flight before the mid-year mark that Boeing execs had proposed last week. And a new Gallup poll finds nearly one in four Americans report eating less meat in the past year. About three quarters of those surveyed said, you know, no change. Very few, like 5%, actually report eating more meat this year than in the past. Women twice as likely as men to report having cut down on meat consumption. So there, no bacon with those eggs today.
Yeah, sounds impossible. I'm just saying, Trisha's been on this bandwagon for a while now, right?
Yeah.
I mean, other than chicken. Yeah, you know, it's good. Have you tried the Popeye sandwich, Rasa?
Oh, I kind of forgot all about that. How's that going?
I don't know. I think Denise got it this weekend.
I had my very first Popeye's experience on Saturday afternoon, and I had the spicy chicken sandwich. It was delicious. Again, I'm not waiting in line for it, but I really enjoyed it. I mean, at least it was there. If I had, I'm glad that it's not sold out anymore, that this is gone and you can enjoy a chicken sandwich if you want to. But it was very good.
Okay, so there's an endorsement.
Yes,
I really
enjoyed my chicken sandwich.
If they would have been out of it, would you have started swinging on the employees?
No,
you would I just probably would never.
I just probably wouldn't have tried again.
Okay,
Yeah, maybe I'll go back and try again now, knowing that.
No, it was
Rasa,
very good.
Thank you. Have a good week.
Hey, likewise, guys.
You bet. Take care. Good to get you on there. Rasa, Jennifer, whatever your name is.
It sounded like Jennifer.
It sounded like Jen when she checked
first checked in.
Thank you.
I don't blame you.
It did a little bit. Yeah. We'd like, hey, good morning. She's like, I'm here.
But I'm so glad my Jennifer. Popeye's experience is over, though. Like that I've got.
Get that under your belt.
I don't want to hear about it anymore, but it was very, very good.
So at the risk of causing a run on that particular restaurant, which restaurant did you go to? The one in Baldwin? Ellisville?
Yes.
Ellisville.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Just checking. Good to know.
Well, now
because
now
that we say that, everybody's going to go there today. And by the time I get off work and get there, they'll be out of swimmages again. So.
Well, I mean, I was worried because we were there at like 1. I'm like, so if it's like, it was like a later lunch than I would usually have, I'm like, oh, they could be out of these sandwiches by now, but I guess it's not a thing anymore.
This was so smart. They knew what they were doing.
Of
we're
course
still
they
talking
did.
About it months later. They can stock their inventory with enough sandwiches. They choose not to sometimes.
I agree.
We on the radio are still having conversations like this. You're welcome,
and trying
Popeyes.
The sandwiches. You mm-hmm. There you go.
Maybe. It's got to beat that. I don't know. I'm still looking forward to it. Let's put it that way. Still want to try it. I can't help myself.
It was a brilliant marketing strategy.
Yeah, I would agree. I'm a big Canes fan, but I'm just saying. They didn't really do the sandwich, right?
That's the problem.
Yeah, I know.
You have a chicken finger.
So they're next. Where have they been? They're behind the ball here.
They haven't made something
they
that
need to bring
want.
Something else to the table. Don't get Trisha started.
So last week we had Jean Evans
DMU
on
Popeyes,
the director of the Missouri Republican Party. She was in Florida.
Yes. Right,
where it was so cold last week.
How cold was it?
Iguanas were falling out of the trees, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And do you know what they did this past weekend? They had, of course, they got the Super Bowl coming up. They had the Python Bowl in Florida this weekend.
What is that?
So the state is, in the Everglades in particular, is overtaken with pythons, which are not native. And they're killing a lot of the birds and mammals because they're an apex predator. And somebody released a couple into the wild 60 years ago, and now they estimate there may be 100,000 of them swimming around in the Everglades. And they've got open season on them now in Florida. I don't think there's any limit on the number you can kill, and you can maybe you have to have a permit, maybe you don't. I don't know all the details, but to draw attention to it, the wildlife department in Florida held a competition this weekend, drew more than 750 hunters from across 20 states, and they brought in 80 of these huge pythons. The biggest one weighed 60 pounds and was 12 and a half feet long.
They brought in after they hunted them.
They hunted them because they're trying to eliminate them, right? So they're dead. They were not just relocating them.
The way it sounded to me, my brain, it's Monday. It sounded like they brought them in for these people to hunt, but you had already done the lead up to it, so I just wanted to clarify in case anybody else has Monday brain too.
Okay.
Carry on.
That's okay. So the winner caught 8 snakes. He got one of those 4-wheel tracker vehicles. He won that for bringing in the most snakes. And they gave another guy an ATV for removing 6 pythons and another $2,000 because as the rookie, he caught the biggest snake as a rookie, which was 11 feet long.
I can't think of anything I want to do less than...
Than hunt snakes. Well, I wouldn't mind killing a few because I don't like snakes.
I don't like snakes
either.
I was going to say, my daughter is crying at home hearing this.
Hold your ears.
But I just wouldn't want to have to deal with them afterwards.
I don't understand the hunting thing either, but I respect it. Snakes are the only thing, the only living creature that give me the willies.
Because you've never owned one.
I've been around it before. I don't think it's that I don't have one living with me.
Our ball python is very sweet.
At the end of the story, it points out
she's adorable.
Oh, yes, she is.
It kind of points out the futility of what they're doing here because 750 people went hunting. They only brought back 80 snakes. One full adult female python can give birth to 100 babies at a time. So they're just not keeping up. Mm-hmm. I mean, their effort to get rid of them is not keeping up. They can't get rid of them. I hate snakes.
So does Indiana Jones.
I'm with him.
Why did it have to be snakes?
Yeah, why did it have to be snakes? All right. 314-241-9797. Rod the Bod coming up here about 7:10. Jesse Jane Duff in at 8:10. And we got Tom Ackerman in the 8 o'clock hour as well to talk about Blues and the All-Star Weekend and the death of All-Star Kobe Bryant. We'll be back.
Tonight is for Kobe.
Liz O there.
Lizzo.
I know it's really? Lizzo. I'm just kidding. dedicated to Kobe. I brought that up, though, because she was at the Grammys.
Yes, right. She was. She was at the first performance.
You were busy watching the CMAs from right. November. Earlier.
No. It's worse than that. It's worse than that. According to Twitter, the CMA award that I watched that had Reba and Dolly on it was from last year.
Wait, last year being November.
I don't know. The Twitter thing here says it was from last year. Somebody tweeted me and said,
we're only 27 days into the year. So last year wasn't that long ago.
Illinois Joe said Dolly and Reba was last year's show. So I'm assuming that would be a year before the one in November, right?
No, it was like Carrie Underwood still was part of it. Dolly, Reba, and I thought there was somebody else on stage who now I'm drawing a blank, but yes.
Anyway, sorry. Sorry about that.
I watched the most recent CMA award.
I just didn't realize it wasn't current.
It just happened last year.
Yes. I didn't realize it. Just if I just saw it, then it just happened. Okay?
In Mark's
just telling
world.
Just telling you. Listen to this. I didn't get to see a lot of All-Star stuff this weekend. I know a lot of people showed up downtown. Go to cut 45, please. She sounds like a professional.
She did great.
She did a great job. She introduced all of them and got hugs from them as they came out, and that was really touching.
So
she
cool.
got nationwide
praise
for her performance.
Oh,
there.
Good.
Isn't she also nice? Looked so cute. She's looking so good with her little curls. She's just, she's a cool kid.
It was well done. somebody said, I guess Green Day's performance did not get rave reviews.
Was it? I heard it was just short. It wasn't a very long performance.
Can you blame them? They did it for free, didn't they?
Yeah.
And they dropped a few F-bombs, apparently. That
some also of, doesn't surprise
some
me.
Of which
doesn't
got surprise me some of which got edited out by the network, and some of which they didn't catch. It was the review I read on ESPN this morning. Go to cut to 47.
Let's go crazy.
And that was the concert.
That was it.
That was it.
It's all over. It was that one song. I love it that they got Charles Glenn. They recognized him at the event this weekend. Go to cut 48, please.
He sang the U.S. national anthem for your St. Louis Blues before retiring after last year's Stanley Cup run. Please welcome back St. Louis legend, Charles Glenn.
Yeah, got to hear him one more time. And that must have been just fantastic.
That seems fitting. I'm glad he got to retire on a. I'm glad
such
we got a that
high
Stanley
note.
Cup
I
win.
Mean, the what Stanley a... Cup and the All Star Game, and that's just that's cool.
All things that are good.
Love it. I love it. And I'm sure Ackerman's going to be singing that song this weekend about how lucky we were to have four players playing, the coach.
And Binnington won in the skills competition for the goalies, so that's also icing on the cake there.
Who was it that put on a Justin Bieber mask? Did you see that?
Somebody I saw
put on
that.
On a Biebs mask and didn't score
that
on
was
him.
Awesome.
And ESPN was kind of giving him some grief for not managing to bring Bieber in, but apparently he had other things going on, had no interest
I think the plan is that he's in concert here this summer, so you make it work when Justin Bieber was already supposed to be here.
Like a drop everything kind of deal.
Right, right.
When we can get together.
Money for charity. He's going to be here this summer. Let's have a little fun and do something, but yeah.
Well, good. So now we just need to get the Blues to continue winning so we can get back to the Stanley Cup for the
sounds
second
good to me.
Year. Wouldn't
start,
that be awesome?
They play tonight. Start
it's
the second
coming.
Half.
We're going to have to all wear our jerseys. Root them on. All right, we'll do that tomorrow. How about that? 314-241-9797.
He's telling us what to
I'm
wear
not doing
tomorrow.
You don't want to wear your jersey? You don't like
not
the jersey
to work
that I got?
Tomorrow. No, I love my
jersey. We just want to wear them when we want to. We didn't know they came with
tell
rules.
You do you. I'm wearing my jersey tomorrow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.